Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The lineup of candidates for the U.S. Senate seat left open by the late Senator Ted Kennedy is growing. Yesterday, Boston Celtics co-owner and venture capitalist Stephen Pagliuca joined the Democratic race, and State Attorney General Martha Coakley, who was the first to jump in. And today, Congressman Michael Capuano formally announces his bid. Congressman Capuano joins us now on Morning Edition. Congressman, good morning, and thanks for speaking with us on this Friday.
Always happy to talk to you, Bob.
Tell us why you want to be the U.S. Senator, Congressman.
Quite simply, I'd like to have a position that allows me to carry on, number one, the work that I've been doing in Congress on a philosophical basis, and number two, I think it's critically important for Massachusetts to have somebody who shares both the philosophy and the ability to get things done in Washington that Ted Kennedy showed us during his lifetime.
You're aligning yourself pretty closely with Ted Kennedy in these early moments of the campaign, saying you're the only candidate who, quote, stood with Ted Kennedy in opposition to the Iraq War and who, quote, mirrors his progressive record. Well, you believe you can fight liberal causes, particularly on health care, with the same passion, dedication, and influence that Kennedy had?
Well, the same passion and dedication, yes. The influence takes a long time to build up, and I don't pretend that I'll be able to step into his shoes directly. However, you have to start someplace, and I don't think there'll be anyone who's better positioned to do it with a proven record that's philosophically in line with what Senator Kennedy stood for and has a record of accomplishment. I would never suggest that my record matches a senator or probably ever could.
I've heard some Democrats complain that by trying to paint yourself as very closely aligned with Senator Kennedy, is kind of a little, and the heir apparent, that's their interpretation of your new television ad campaign, is a little presumptuous.
Well, if they want to walk away from Ted Kennedy's philosophy and Ted Kennedy's legacy, they're entitled to do so. I, on the other hand, had the pleasure of working with him for 11 years. We shared a philosophy. Our voting records are very public. There's very few things we disagreed on. I can't think of anything, but very few things. And facts are facts. I am proud to claim the fact that we stand in the same philosophical ground, and I'm proud to be able to share some of the legacy he has. Again, I do not pretend that anyone can replace Ted Kennedy. I certainly cannot. I do, however, think it's very clear by the record, by proven votes and work that we've done on Capitol Hill, that we do share a philosophy, and we both had a pretty successful record. His by far outshines mine. Nonetheless, I think I've done okay over the 11 years that I've been there.
What's the most significant accomplishment that you've had on Capitol Hill in those 11 years, in your view?
The most measurable one is the change in the ethics laws. I'm proud that I was both the author and the sponsor of that particular proposal, that the Common Cause itself called a tremendous improvement, one of the most important of our generation. There are many other things. I'm very proud of the money we were able to bring back for the improvements in our highways and bridges. We had a record amount of money brought back that's never been matched by this Commonwealth. And that's just two off the top of my head.
New poll by Suffolk University and Channel 7 News shows that 53% of those surveyed viewed Attorney General Martha Coakley, Democrat, one of the candidates who will be running against you, favorably, compared to 16% who view you favorably. What's your strategy for turning that around?
Well, I think you're looking at the wrong number. The number you should be looking at is who knows me and who knows the Attorney General. Most everybody knows the Attorney General, rightfully so. She holds a statewide office. Very few people know me. My job is to introduce myself to the voters of Massachusetts, and I'm pretty confident that once that happens, all the other numbers will change. I've been the underdog in every race I've ever run. It's a role that I understand. It's reality. At the same time, on a regular basis, pundits have always said, oh, he can never do it. He's just a regular guy from Somerville. There's no way someone like him can win whatever race it might be. And we've been able to prove them wrong in the past, and I have absolute confidence that it will happen again.
You have about, as I understand it, $1 million in your federal campaign account, ahead of Attorney General Coakley, who declared her candidacy without having a federal account. But Stephen Pagliuca, who jumped into the race yesterday, successful Boston businessman, Boston Celtics co-owner, is estimated to be worth more than $400 million, and it's thought he's going to pump a lot of his own personal dough into this campaign. How are you going to compete with that?
I have no intention of competing with that. I can't, and it won't happen. And by the way, the Attorney General and everybody else in this race will have sufficient funds to run a viable campaign. There's no question about that. However, I also believe that the voters of Massachusetts cannot be bought, number one. And number two, I just cannot believe that the voters of Massachusetts will replace Senator Kennedy with a man who supported his last opponent running for the Senate, Mitt Romney, and supported George Bush with a fair amount of money in donations. Mr. Paliuk, you're welcome to do that, but I just don't believe that the voters in the Democratic primary in Massachusetts will replace Ted Kennedy with someone who supported George Bush so openly.
After six terms in Congress, you have some influence on Capitol Hill right now on the House side. Are you worried that you could be frustrated in the Senate as the junior senator from Massachusetts?
Not worried about it. I am certain that whoever becomes the junior senator from Massachusetts will suffer a small degree of frustration. But that is a fact of life in Washington, and it's just something you have to get over. I did the same thing when I became a member of the House, but I also know how to get around that. That lasts a short period of time. At the same time, if you put your head down and get to work, you can change that very quickly.
Congressman, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thanks, Bob. Nice speaking to you.
Congressman Michael Capuano plans to formally announce his bid later today for the late Senator Ted Kennedy's U.S. Senate seat. And tune in to Radio Boston later today for an hour on the race. You can call, email, or Twitter with your thoughts. That's Radio Boston, 1 p.m. this afternoon on WBUR.